Thank you, Lord. Well, why don't you lift your hands to the Most High God and begin to bless His holy name? What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore. Even angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Network Television, Pastor E.A. Adebuwe, delivering the word with passion and power.
It's worthy to be adored.
Oh no, yeah, lati pega.
There's no one like him.
O si eni ti o dabi re.
He's the King of Kings.
O ni oba awon oba.
The Lord of Lords.
Oluwa awon oluwa.
The great provider.
Olupese nla.
The great source of all blessings.
O ni orisun gbogbo ibukun.
Bless his holy name.
Ebukun oruko mi mo re.
Give him glory, give him honor.
Ki ogo ati ola fun.
Give him glory, give him honor. For bringing you to the second half of this year. Bless his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Magnify his holy name. Magnify his holy name. Praise him. Praise him today. Bless your name, Lord. He has been good to us. Let's praise him. Let's give him glory. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. When a child is grateful for what he's done yesterday, we'll get more today. Let's praise him. Let's open our mouth and praise the Almighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be adored. Worthy to be magnified. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni ajosin.
Want to lift your voice to him and say, Father,
mo fe ko gbe ore soke wi pe baba,
let the second half of this year,
je ki abala keji odun yi,
be better than the first for me.
Ki o san mi ju ti akoko lo.
Let's talk to the Almighty God.
Ya ba Olorun Olodumare soro.
Father, please,
baba jowo,
let the second half of this year,
e je ki abala keji odun yi,
be better than the first half for me.
Yo dara ju ti akoko lo fun mi.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Ba Olorun Olodumare soro.
I'm committing the second half of this year into your hands, O Lord.
Mo wa nfi abala keji odun yi le Olowo Oluwa.
Let it be better for me.
Je o dara fun mi.
Let it be superior to the first half.
Yo dara ju ti akoko lo.
Oh, in every facet of my life.
Ni gbogbo ona aye mi.
Let the second half of this year be better than the first.
Je ki abala keji odun yi ki o dara ju ti akoko lo.
May see you more. Let your glory shine more in my life this second half.
Je ki ogo re ki o farahan siwaju ati siwaju si ninu aye mi.
Let the second half be far, far better than the first.
Ti abala keji o dara ni ona ti o tayo ju ti akoko lo.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wipe,
in the presence of God,
ni iwaju Olorun,
there is the fullness of joy.
Ni ekurere ayo wa.
Lift your voice to God.
Gbe ore soke si Olorun.
And say, Father,
wipe baba,
like never before,
ju tatayin wa lo,
draw me closer to yourself.
Fa mi mora si o siwaju re.
Let's talk to the Almighty God. Father, draw me closer to yourself.
Oluwa jowo fa mi kin sumo oju tatayin.
Draw me nearer and nearer and nearer to you.
Den sumo siwaju ati siwaju si.
This month like never before.
Loshu yi ju gbogbo atayin wa lo.
Draw me closer to yourself.
Fa mi mora.
Draw me nearer to yourself, O Lord. This month like never before. Draw me nearer. Closer to yourself, Lord. Tonight we want to talk about true prosperity.
Laleyi, afesoro nipa oro tooto.
Our text will be taken from 3 John. Verse 2.
Johanu Keta Esa Ikeji ni aoti mwa kuri oro no.
3 John verse 2.
Johanu Keta Esa Ikeji.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.
Olufe, emi ngbadura pe ninu ohun gbogbo ki o le ma dara fun o, ki o si ma wa ni ilera. Ani bi o ti dara fun okan re.
Material prosperity is good.
Iloro nipa ti ohun ti ara o dara.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12.
Iwe oniwasu ori keje ese kejila.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 12.
Oniwasu ori keje ese kejila
says that money is a defense.
Iwe so fun wa wi pe owo oje ohun idabobo.
Proverbs 22 verse 7.
Owe orikeji lelogun ese keje.
Proverbs 22 verse 7.
Owe orikeji lelogun ese keje.
Tells us that it is the rich that rules.
Yo so fun wa wi pe awon oloro lo nse olori.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 19.
Iwe oniwasu orikewa ese kokandilogun.
Ecclesiastes 10 verse 19 says that money answereth all things. When there is money, the answer has come. The elders have a saying, money says when I am not at home, don't take any decision. Because if you take any decision, what are you going to use to carry it out? That's why I'm decreeing to those of you who are here tonight, in the name that's above every other name, poverty will stay away from you.
Amen.
But material prosperity is unreliable.
Ṣugbọn o iloro nipa ti ara ko se gbọkan le.
Proverbs 23 verse 5.
Iwe oriketa lelogun ese ikarun.
Proverbs 23 verse 5.
Owe oriketa lelogun ese ikarun.
Says riches can develop wings and fly away.
O so fun wa wi pe oro a ma huye a si ma fo lo.
In other words, anyone who is rich today may not be rich tomorrow. I pray for you that those of you who have clothes to wear today, you will not end up wearing rags. Those of you who have food to eat today, you will not end up hungry in Jesus' name. Material prosperity
does not satisfy. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10.
Iwe Oluwasu ori karun ese kewa.
Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10.
Oluwasu ori karun ese kewa.
It says it doesn't matter how much you have. You will not be satisfied.
O so fun wa wi pe ko si bi eni kan ti le ni oro to yo tun ma fe ko ni si ni.
He said those who love silver will not be satisfied with silver.
Pe eni to ba fe fadaka, fadaka ko ni te lorun.
He who loves gold will not be satisfied with gold.
And it's in Iwura. Then Iwura will not tell alone.
It's all vanity.
It's only now as son you go for it.
And no matter how rich you are,
you need fish about a lot of too.
You want more. You want more. You want more.
Best in the muwa leba yele re yo tuma kisi.
Material prosperity can be problematic.
Then teni yabani orota ye ole ni soro tun tele.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 12. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 12. It says that the abundance of the rich may not even allow him to sleep. There are certain things that those who are not very rich enjoy.
I won't come back to the clear. I want you, Lord of Pong, pardon.
He said that the poor man, no matter how little the food he gets to eat, he eats it and he satisfies, he falls asleep.
Then, if you tell it, so we pay Dito, the old Onisha, who needs to say, don't you get it, but Dito, the old Rayo, just see.
But the rich man, because he's calculating this vehicle has not yet arrived, I don't know what is happening in my factory. He might not be able to sleep.
So, for a lot of body, there's a to be told.
The Bible says that material prosperity can even block the way to heaven.
Yes, in the Bible, so we pay or gone to the dean, Lona, come at the job of Lona.
In Matthew 19, verses 23 and 24.
Meaning, we Matthew, or you cock on the logo, essay, get a little quantity carry the logo.
Matthew 19, 23 to 24.
Matthew, or you cock on the logo, essay, get a little good day carry the logo.
The Bible says it is easier for the camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go into heaven.
Bible is so we pay all Lona.
Why?
1
Timothy chapter 6.
Iwe Timothy kini ori kefa.
Verses 9 and 10.
Ese ikesan ati kewa.
1 Timothy chapter 6.
Iwe Timothy kini ori kefa.
Verses 9 and 10.
Ese ikesan ati kewa.
The Bible says those who want to be rich fall into temptations.
Bible so we pe awon ti o fe ni owo won ma subu sinu ife ku fe.
They fall into snares.
Won subu sinu idanwo.
They fall into foolish lust.
Ati ife ara ti o se were.
And if they are not careful, it could end in destruction. That's why he said the love of money is the root of all evil. The kind of wealth that you will have that will lead you to destruction. I decree tonight you will never have it.
Oh, Nini.
And then there is a better prosperity. And that is physical prosperity. Health. The elders have a saying. The one who has good health has everything. The devil said it.
Satan gan wi be.
God agreed with him.
Olorun papa si fenu so pe oto ni.
In Job chapter 2.
Ninu iwe Job ori keji.
Verse 3 to 5.
Ese ka keta si karun.
Job 2 verse 3 to 5.
Job ori keji ese keta si karun.
The devil said to God.
Satan so fun Olorun.
Oh, Job has lost everything material.
Job ti padanu gbogbo to ni.
And he still saying, oh my God is good.
O si tu sibe o so pe Olorun mi dara.
He said, touch his body.
O ni wo je fowo kara re.
Give him some pain. Give him sickness. And you will see what he will do. He said a man will give everything he has just for good health. Good health is far more precious than money. Those of you who are here tonight, therefore, suffering from any ache or pain, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, before we leave here, you be well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, 2 Kings 5 verse 1, when the Bible was describing
Naaman,
he told us how successful he was. He has money, he was popular, he was well known, but he was a leper. That single bird destroyed everything else. And every bird in your life will go away tonight in Jesus' name. Now, so physical prosperity is better than material prosperity. But physical prosperity is limited. The Bible says wisdom is better than strength. So if you are strong and you don't have wisdom, you are still a fool. Not only that, physical prosperity is also transient. It doesn't stay forever. As you grow older, you grow weaker. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 to 7. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1 to 7. Tells us, as you grow older, certain things begin to disappear. The teeth began to decrease in number. Teeth will begin to decrease in number. The legs become weaker. The eyes become dimmer. As you grow steadily on your journey back home. For example, in 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 15 to 17, 2 Samuel 21, 15 to 17, the Bible tells us how David went to war, and he grew faint, and a giant was about to kill him. But thank God somebody came and helped him. And they had to tell him, you won't go to war with us anymore. Now here was a man who, when he was young, alone faced
Goliath,
while others were hiding. But old age has come. He was no longer as strong as he used to be. And now he needed somebody to help him, or else he would have been killed in battle. So physical prosperity is better than material prosperity.
but it doesn't last. How strong you are when you wake up in the morning, it's not how you will feel when it is evening after you have been working for the whole day. And then there is mental prosperity, which is better than physical prosperity. Because the Bible says wisdom is better than strength. In fact, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7, Proverbs chapter 4 verse
7,
the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. The most important thing you should get is wisdom. He said, with all your getting, make sure you get wisdom. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12, Ecclesiastes 7, verse 12, where it says, money is a defense. He said, wisdom is also a defense.
And
then he went further to say, but the defense given by wisdom is a superior
one.
Because wisdom gives life. So we have material wisdom
and
material prosperity, which is less than physical prosperity, which is less than mental prosperity. But then mental prosperity is limited. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, he said there are some people who are ever learning, but they never come to the knowledge of the truth.
Oh, so fun wa wi pe awon kan be ti won fi gbogbo igba keko sugbon ti won o de bi imo otito.
At times, too much knowledge can be a problem. People can learn so much that they even lose their blessing. Learning is good. Wisdom is super. But I've discovered in my little journey with the Lord that the illiterates get miracles faster than those of us who are learned. Their faith is pure. Those of us who are highly educated, I want to analyze everything. We want to examine it with our brain. When you lay hands on me in prayer, where's the anointing coming through? Is it through the right hand or through the left? Now, if it comes in through the right hand, does it go first of all to my leg and then travel back to my head to go out through your left? We want to understand. And while we are analyzing, God is gone. Many a times we learn so much that the thing that must be accepted by faith becomes a problem for us.
Tobago,
On one occasion, I had to preach to some academicians on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. After I preached, I said, now go ahead, receive the baptism. One of the last to receive was a professor. The wife who didn't read all that much got the baptism fast. At a stage when I asked them to stop, the husband was asking the wife, have you received? The wife said yes. The husband said, what did you say? What kind of, how do you join the words together? If your brain is standing between you and the blessing of God, may the Almighty God speak to your brain tonight in Jesus' name. Wisdom is good. Mental prosperity is beautiful. But it can be lost. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20, talks about God asking a question.
Oh, so ni pati Olorun to nbere ibere kan.
He said, where is the wisdom of the wise? He said, because I have said, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 34.
Daniel,
thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said, there's someone here this night. He said, by the time those who put you in prison wake up tomorrow morning, they will discover that you have already escaped.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 4, verse 34.
Daniel, ori keni ese keni lelogbon.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, the sky over your head is very dark. He said, I must tell you, the showers of blessing will be mighty.
Daniel 4,
verse 34. Nebuchadnezzar said, my understanding returned to me. That means the understanding left. There was a time when he didn't even know what was happening anymore. When he became like an animal. For 7 years, his understanding forsook him. Wisdom can disappear. I'm sure I've told you the story before of things that happened in several years ago when we were in the grammar school. That there was a man who would be sitting in the
ranks,
who was
Akisa,
sitting not too far from the gate. Any time we wanted to learn real history, we'd get him a keg of palm wine.
By the time he has taken two cups, he will say, what history do you want? American history, European history, British history. So when you say, okay, British history, he will say, from what time to what time? And then he will begin. And with the one who will say, thank you, we want to go now.
Life he can't with me. I was so full of it.
Because he was a professor of history.
Nitoripe or dogmani no way tani.
Before something went wrong.
Ki o nkan to pafo.
I pray for all of you who are here today.
Mo wa gbadura fun gbogbo eyi tin be ni yin lale yi.
Your senses will never depart from you.
Opolo re oni fi ole.
Mental prosperity is good.
Loro nipa ti opolo dara.
But it can be problematic. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 18 says, in much wisdom there is much grief.
You're watching
Redeemer's Network Television.
That increases knowledge increases sorrow. That's coming from Solomon.
Solomon,
who was supposed to be the wisest man who ever lived. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Oh, thank you, Lord. I want to say amen to this one. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said before this month ends, you will sing victory, victory, hallelujah, 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 victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil. Pata, pata. If you are the one, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because you don't marry, only that for you, ni wa ko ni no shu yi. You must be there while any now, ki hallelujah.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 15 to 16, Solomon said,
Solomon, we pay
vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. He said, what happens to the professor is what happens to the one who never went to school. He said, because both of them will die. That brings us to what we call true prosperity. And that is spiritual prosperity. Spiritual prosperity. In second, in 3 John verse 2. The Bible says, I wish above all things that will prosper. I wish above all things that
will
be in health. But that is as your soul prospers. Psalm 35 verse 27 says,
God has pleasure in the prosperity of his people.
O so fun wa pe Olorun ni inu didun si iserere awon eniyan re.
He wants you to be rich.
O fe ko loro.
He wants you to be healthy.
O fe ki o wa ni ilera.
But it is only as your soul prospers.
Sugbon idi won re o na ni bi okan bi o se dara fun o to ninu emi.
That's why he said in Matthew chapter 6.
Idini to fi so ninu Matthew ori kefa.
Verse 28 to 33.
Ese ikeji din logbon se iketa le logbon.
Matthew 6 28 to 33.
Matthew ori kefa ese ikeji din logbon si iketa le logbon.
He says seek ye first.
O ni etete ma wa na.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Meaning what? If you prosper spiritually, all other things we follow. Good health, for example.
Ilera fun apere.
Exodus 15 verse 26.
Iwe Exodus orike dogun ese keri di logbon.
Exodus 15 verse 26.
Exodus orike dogun ese keri di logbon.
God said,
Olorun wi pe,
if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God,
iwo ba tete sile gidigidi si ohun Oluwa Olorun re,
to observe and to do all that he commands you,
lati se eyi ti o to ati to ti pa lase fun o.
He said he will make sure you are not sick at all.
Oni owo ori pe ko re o rara.
He said you listen to me,
later you tete si me.
Observe what I say.
Kiyesi ohun ti mo so.
Do it.
Se won.
He said, forget about sickness.
Pe gbagbe ohun ti a n pe ni aisan.
He said, I will be your physician.
Emi gangan ni ma se dokita fun.
I will be the Lord that healeth thee.
Emi ni ma wa je Olorun ti o mu o larada.
In Mark chapter 2.
Ninu we Mark ori keji.
Verse 1 to 12.
Ese kini si kejila.
Mark 2 verse 1 to 12.
Mark ori keji ese kini si kejila.
They brought a man to Jesus.
Won mu okunrin, won gbe okunrin kan wa.
Who was paralyzed from neck downwards.
Eni ti o ti draw lati orun de sale.
When Jesus saw him,
nigbati Jesu ri,
he said to him first and foremost,
o so fun pe lakoko na.
Son,
iwo mo,
thy sins are forgiven thee.
Adari gbogbo ese re jo.
Let's get sin out of the way.
Yeah, measure through, no?
And then I can now say to you, rise up, take your bed, go home. The moment sin is gone, healing can flow in. In John chapter 5, verse 2 to 14. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said the enemy will never again subdue you.
Amen.
Never again subdue you.
Lai lai wo ni je teri re ba mo.
I want to say amen to that one too.
Amen. Emi na so ami se leyi.
Now, in John chapter 5 verse 2 to 14.
John ori karun ese keji si kerila.
God healed a man who had been sick for 38 years.
Olorun wo okunrin kan san to ti saisan fun odun meji din ni ogoji.
And when he saw him in the temple rejoicing,
temple ti o nyo.
He said, oh God, you have physical prosperity now.
We tell eri arakunrin iwosan nipa ti ara ati iloro ti ara lori.
But go and sin no more.
Sugbon o lo ma dese mo o.
Begin a life of spiritual prosperity.
Lati oni lo wa bere igbesi aye iloro nipa ti emi.
Otherwise something worse will happen.
Bi o ba se be ohun to buru ju ti teyin wa lo yo ba o.
I pray for all those who are sick here tonight.
Mo wa gbadura fun gbogbo eyin ti o ti aisan ni ilale yi.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Si oruko la Jesu Kristi.
The almighty God will heal you tonight.
Olorun Olodumare yo wo yin san lale yi.
But be careful.
Sugbon e kiyesara.
Spiritual prosperity must be there.
nitorina iloro nipa temi ko gbodo se ohun ti o si nbe.
Your determination to live holy must be strong.
Ipinu re lati gbe igbe aye iwa mimo gbodo je ohun ti o se ti o yese.
That's the only way you can retain your healing.
Ona kan soso ti iwosan re le fi je ban talere.
That's the only way you can remain healthy.
Ona to fi le wa ni ilera re.
There are some people who go to prophets.
I want come bet one lolly and one will leave.
Prophets who will tell you, don't worry, I will make sure you are healed.
I want will leave. Tiofi yiloko bale kwe and worry kwe emu yilarada.
And they perform one trick or the other, and you seem to get your healing.
One while you are luma koro yi kanta biyo miran. I want to be any para reya.
And they never say anything to you about living a life that is devoid of sin.
Shukman won ni jesu fun o wipe ko ma deshe.
Oh, they are preparing you for trouble.
Welcome, para ready for ishoro lasi
wa. Spiritual prosperity must be established before your healing can become permanent.
Ki iwosan re ko to le je ba ntale oni lati fese mule ninu iserere ti emi.
Spiritual prosperity.
Oro nipa ti emi.
We bring in material prosperity.
Oh no, ama sho okunfa nipa ti iloro ti owo.
Deuteronomy 28.
Iwe Deuteronomy ori ikeji di logon.
Verse 1 to 2.
Ese kini ati ikeji.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 2.
Deuteronomy ori ikeji di logon ese kini ati ikeji.
Again God said.
Le kan si Olorun wi pe.
If you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God.
Si iwo yo ba tete sile gidigidi si ohun Oluwa
Olorun. To observe and to do all that he commands you.
Lati kiyesi ati lati se gbogbo ti o pa lase fun o.
He said he will even cause blessings to pursue you and overtake you.
Only on yo tile mu ki awon ebukun o le o ki o si ba o.
In other words, you focus on spiritual prosperity.
He walks on gbogbo ti o je iloro nipa temi na.
He said leave material prosperity to him.
Fi gbogbo ti an pe ni iloro nipa towo fi le fọlọrun.
He said prosperity material will begin now to pursue you when you are running away from it.
Iloro nipa ti ara ati owo isunawo yo ma le oni.
They become so much. You say, God, this is becoming too much. In verses 11 and 12 there. Of Deuteronomy 28. He said he will command his blessing upon you so much. That
you'll
be lending to nations. Nations will come to you for help. I want to prophesy to someone here today. In a very short time from now, you'll be richer than states in Nigeria. You'll be richer than some nations even in the world. Many of us don't take God seriously. When he says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. When he said, bring all the tithes, bring all of it into my house. He said, just test me thereby. If I will open the windows of heaven and pour you a blessing that you won't have enough room to receive. All you need is just one breakthrough that comes from the Almighty God. And you will never need again. I'm praying for someone here today that as you begin to prosper spiritually, as you begin to obey God, as you begin to do His will, as you begin to run away from sin, that kind of blessing that you say to God, this is too much, we begin to follow you in Jesus' name. Spiritual prosperity
brings in power.
O mu agbara wa.
Brings in influence.
O mu
influence. Ability to affect things.
O mu agbara wa lati le kapa ohun ti be ladugo abi awon eniyan.
In 2 Kings chapter 2.
Ninu iwe oba keji.
Verse 9 to 15.
Ori keji ese kesan ti kedogun.
2 Kings chapter 2.
Oba keji ori keji.
Verse 9 to 15.
Ese kesan ti kedogun.
A young man has an opportunity to choose.
Odomokunrin kan ni anfani lati yan.
Elijah was about to go.
Elijah fe lo.
And he asks his young follower Elisha, he said, "What do you want before I go?"
O so fun omo odo re Elisha pe ki lo fe gan kin to lo.
Now Elisha was aware.
Elisha mo daju
that whatever his master asked from God. God will answer by fire. No doubt about it. Elisha could have said, I want to become the richest man in the history of mankind. You are the one who asked me to ask. I have asked. And Elijah would have said, done. And if he said, done, God has the ability to turn all the stones around Elisha to diamonds. He has the power to do so. But that boy had supernatural wisdom. He said, what I want is spiritual prosperity. I want double the power of, that you have. Double the spirit that is on you. Even Elijah had to look at him and say, what kind of boy are you? You have asked for a hard thing. But the boy got it. And do you know what followed? By the time you get to verse 15 there, all the colleagues of Elisha, all the sons of the prophets, they came and bowed down to Elisha. I prophesy to someone here today, as you begin to pursue spiritual prosperity, your colleagues will come and bow down before you. Not only that, in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, 2 Kings chapter 4, hallelujah.
Amen.
Good news for someone here tonight. The Lord said your marriage will soon become a model for other people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to say amen to this one too.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight. He said you will soon enter into a long season of refreshing.
Amen. But life, eh? Iwo yo bere sini gbadun asiko ifokan bale to te pe yo gun boro.
That's okay, you try. Asiko itura,
asiko itura
togun gan,
togun gan.
All right, that's the one. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, this same
Elisha
who has
spiritual prosperity.
Ẹni tó ti ní ìṣeré àti ìlọ́rọ̀ nípa tẹ̀mí.
He was just minding his own business.
Jẹ́jẹ́ rẹ̀ ló lọ.
When a great woman who had a lot of material prosperity.
Tí obìnrin kan èyí tó lọ́rọ̀ nípa titi ara.
Stopped him and said, "Come to my house and eat."
Tó dá a dúró pé wá lèmi kó wá jẹun.
He told her, "Who told you I need food? I'm not hungry. If I look lean, it is because I'm fasting. Because I'm seeking the face of the Lord." The woman said, "Yes, I know, but please just come to my house and eat." I prophesy to somebody here tonight. Very soon,
like
people will be begging you so they can bless you.
Amen.
So Elisha went.
Elisha tele lo.
Ate in the house of the woman.
O jeun nile obirin na.
Enjoyed the food.
O si gbadun je na.
And kept coming back for more.
O si tun pada wa.
Then the woman built him a house.
Obirin na wa kole kekere kan fun.
And then one day,
sugbon lojo kan,
he called the woman.
O bere lowo re.
What can I do for you in return?
Ki lo fe ki san fun o?
Do you want me to introduce you to the king?
So fe ki so fun oba nipa re ni.
Do you want me to introduce you to the commander in chief?
Tabi olori ogun.
What exactly do you need?
O ko wo lo ti e ki lo nilo gan.
This is a man
eni yi
who has spiritual prosperity.
O je eni to ni iloro nipa ti ohun ti emi.
He becomes the controller of kings.
O wa di eni ti dari awon oba.
Controller of generals.
O je eni ti dari awon olori ogun.
I pray for you tonight.
O gbadura fun loni.
Before you leave this world.
O to kuro laye yi.
You will be controlling kings.
Wa ma dari awon oba.
The woman said, "I don't need anything. I am materially sufficient."
Obinrin na ni ohun o nilo nkan kan pe akuro to ntilo mi tele tele.
Then Elisha discovered that she was barren.
Be wa ni Elisha se awari pe ko lomo.
There was something all her money could not buy.
Ohun kan be ti gbogbo owo ati eniyan to mo o le ra.
And one word from Elisha.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ọ̀rọ̀ gbólóhùn kan soso láti ẹnu Elisha.
Brought that thing that money could not buy into the life of the woman.
Ó wá sọ ìyàgàn ọdún pípẹ́ rẹ̀, ó sọ di òfo, ó mú ohun tí owó ò lè rà, ó mú dé lọ́wọ́.
I asked the disciples yesterday.
Mo bèrè lọ́wọ́ àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn lánàá.
I said, "Suppose you have to choose."
Ṣé tá a bá rí pé kẹ́ ẹ yàn.
Between 1 billion naira.
Nínú bílíọ̀nù náírà kan.
Or let's make it $1 billion. And the ability to raise the dead. Which one will you choose? Let me hear you speak. I was talking to my pastors some years ago. We were discussing the issue of transfer. I said, if God speaks to me today, I said, "My son, I want you to resign as general overseer, but you remain a pastor in the church. And I want to transfer you to Kutuwenji." You get to Kutuwenji, you see, go to a village somewhere there. I will say, "Will you go with me?" If he says yes, I will ask for permission.
Yonder,
let me pack one suitcase. Let my wife pack two.
because she will have to take some cooking materials.
Because
I know within 1 year that village Kutuwenji will not be able to contain crowd. Because if God is there, if miracles are happening, people will travel from Lagos. They will come from Ibadan. They will come from everywhere. I am praying for somebody here tonight that prosperity that brings in every other prosperity, the Almighty God will release to you tonight in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Job chapter 36,
Job 36,
verse 11, he says, if they will obey and serve him, they will spend their days in pleasure and their years in prosperity. The Almighty God doesn't want you to live in poverty. He doesn't want you to live in sickness. He doesn't want you to live in bondage. He doesn't want you to go mad. No. It will not bring glory to his name. God knows that the rich rules over the poor. God knows that the borrower is a slave to the lender. He wants it to be well with you, but he wants you to pursue spiritual prosperity first. The problem is that we are pursuing the wrong thing. We are chasing shadow instead of chasing in the substance. Remember, in Mark chapter 8 verse 36, he said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Don't forget, brethren, we came naked into this world. We will go naked. And may I assure you, no matter how rich you are, when you die, you cannot take any of it with you. But if heaven is settled, in fact, if you have a glimpse of heaven, you won't even want to take anything from here and there. What do we have here that you want to take there? The best gold here is not welcome in heaven. I pray that God will open your eyes tonight, that you catch a glimpse of heaven. Don't go yet, just get a glimpse of heaven. Then you understand what I'm talking about. I've seen a bit of it. That is what is pushing me. That's why I'm busy working for the Lord. That's why I want to win souls every day. Because the reward is great over there. That's why I want to spend and be spent. Because what I cannot take there, let me use it here so that I can prepare for there. I'll give you just one illustration and then we'll go and pray. Several years ago, a friend of mine and I traveled to one country, Singapore to be exact. He was a rich man. He had a golden ring. Very expensive. He was always showing it to me so that I would know he has that ring. We got to Singapore. And somebody decided to show us a factory where they manufacture golden things. My friend wanted to go there, so we went. When we got there, we saw gold. Various categories of gold. And then my friend wanted to show them that he too has gold. He said, I want you to help me clean my ring. They asked him, they said, what carat? And he said, I think he said 22 carats. They said, sorry, sir, we don't touch that kind of gold here. Our machines are not made for 22
carats.
Sorry, sir. We begin from 24
carats.
I looked at my friend. He shook his head and said, sure.
Oh, what be your ah,
when you get to heaven, the carat of the gold there is not anywhere, it's nothing found on earth. The gold there is so pure you can see through it. I have caught a glimpse of it. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his own soul? Do you know there's a mansion waiting for every Christian in heaven? And it's built with solid gold. Solid divine gold. There's a song we sing.
I don't
know how to translate it very well into English. But he simply said, don't let me use this earth to spoil the heaven. Don't let the pursuit of material prosperity rob you of what is waiting for you in heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek his righteousness. Seek spiritual prosperity. And every other thing will be added unto you. So those of you who are here tonight and you have not yet given your life to Jesus, why don't you begin the correct journey
now?
Why don't you begin the correct pursuit of true prosperity tonight? Why don't you give your life to Jesus first? Let him cleanse you in his blood. Let him save your soul. Believe me honestly. If you begin to seek his kingdom and his righteousness, every other thing you are seeking for will begin to follow rapidly. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, come now. You think you are rich? You don't know the meaning of wealth.
Oh, tomorrow.
Until you have given your life to Jesus. And if you have the whole world and you die in your sin and you go to hell, you'll be the greatest of all losers. So come and give your life to Jesus now. As I begin to count, before I say 10, make sure you are already standing before me. And come very quickly, because we have some serious prayers we want to pray tonight, and we don't want you to delay us. So if you want to come, begin to come now. 1 2 3
Eta.
Oh, the choice is yours. You can hold on to the world and lose your home in heaven. The choice is yours. You can pursue a life of sin and miss true prosperity. The choice is yours. But if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, every other thing will be added. 4 5 6
Efa.
Now, if you are clapping, then do it with all your heart. Seven.
Eje.
It is a blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrows. It is only when you are serving the Lord in holiness and purity that you can have the blessing that has no sorrow added to it. There are those who are rich but who are sick. They have food but they can't eat it. But God can give you food and he can give you health if you seek first his kingdom. Hurry up now, those of you who are coming. 8 now. Material wealth can fly away. Spiritual wealth will stay with you forever. The one who is healed can be sick again. But if you live a life of holiness, you can enjoy divine health forever. Come over and give your life to him now. Hurry up.
9
now. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming.
Emma bo, Emma bo.
You are not late yet. Just make sure you get here before I finish praying. I'm praying for salvation now. Keep coming, keep coming.
Mabo, mabo.
Now those of you who are already in front and those of you who are coming, talk to the Almighty God. Ask Him to be merciful unto you. Ask Him to save your soul. Tell Him from now on you will serve Him. You will seek His kingdom and seek His righteousness. Talk to the Almighty God. Ask Him for mercy. Ask Him for salvation now. And the rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them. That the Almighty God will be merciful unto them and save their soul. That He will forgive all their sins. Pray for them, brethren. Those of you who are coming, keep coming, keep coming. The Lord is waiting for you. And pray as you come. Pray for salvation. Pray for forgiveness of all your sins. Promise the Lord that from now on you will serve Him. Call on Him now. Brother, let's pray for them for a little more. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Ask the Lord to save your soul. Call on Him. Save my soul, O Lord. Forgive all my sins. I will serve you. I will seek first your kingdom. And all His righteousness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father Almighty, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for this, your children who have come forward. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Let your blood wipe away all their sins in Jesus' name. Save their souls tonight in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Father, even as they begin to seek your kingdom and His righteousness, anytime they call on you for anything, answer them by fire. And the grace to serve you to the end. Release to them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward tonight. Because from now on, by the special grace of God, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. I promise you I'll be praying for you. Now if you turn to your left, you see a man there waving a piece of wood. Please follow him. Some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I need and bring you back very quickly. Begin to go now. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause as they begin to go. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause as they go.
Be one say, Lord, yeah, yeah, my part. They won't laugh with Jesus.
Assure you tonight that whatever prayers you pray tonight will be answered tonight. How many of you would then be willing to pray? Are you sure? Okay, take your paper and pen. I write down the following prayer points. Because we are going to pray for 1 solid hour. Number 1 point is you will praise God for all He has done for you thus far.
Ohun akoko ni pe wa dupe lowo Olorun fun gbogbo to ti se fun o titi da koko yi.
And number 2,
take it,
you say, Father,
why we pray, Baba?
Don't let me ever beg for food or clothing.
Ma jen toro je, ma jen toro ashowo.
For the rest of my life, don't let me ever beg for food or beg for clothes.
Gbogbo yoko ojo aye mi ma je ntoro je ma je ntawona ma je ntaraka kin to woso.
Third one,
eketa,
you say, Father,
wa so wi pe Baba,
from now on,
lati oni lo,
Let me enjoy divine health.
Je ki n gbadun ilera pipe.
Don't let me spend on sickness again.
Mo je nawo aisan mo.
Number 4.
Ekeri.
You say Father.
Wa so wi pe Baba.
The kind of blessings that I want.
Iru ibukun ti mo fe.
Must be blessings without sorrow.
O na ni awon ibukun ti o ni laala ti o si ni ibanuje nu.
Blessings without sorrow.
Ibukun ti o ni laala ninu.
Number 5.
Ekarun.
You say Father.
Wa so wi pe Baba.
That kind of peace of God.
Iru alaafia pipe ni ti Olorun.
That passes all understanding.
Eyi to ta gbogbo oye eniyan yo.
That kind of peace of God.
Iru alaafia ti Olorun pipe to ta gbogbo oye eniyan yo.
That passes all understanding.
Eyi to ta gbogbo oye eniyan yo.
Let that be my portion.
Oluwa fi eleyi fun mi.
Number 6.
Ikefa.
Everything I need to serve you.
Ohun gbogbo ti mo nilo lati sin o.
Provide for me.
Oluwa fun mi, pese re fun mi.
Everything I need to serve you.
Ohun gbogbo ti mo nilo lati sin o.
Good health.
Ilera pipe.
Material abundance.
Ati oro.
Divine wisdom.
Ogbon atoke wa.
Everything I need to serve you.
Ohun gbogbo ti mo nilo lati sin o.
Provide for me.
Pese won fun mi.
Number 7.
Ikeje.
Anoint me too.
Fa mi ororo yan mi na.
Use me to heal the sick.
Lo mi lati le wo awon alaisan san.
To set the captives free.
Lati da onde sile.
And to raise the dead.
Ati lati ji oku dide.
Use me, Lord.
Oluwa lo mi fa mi ororo kun mi.
Use me to heal the sick.
Lo mi lati wo alaisan san.
To set the captives free.
Lati da onde sile.
To raise the dead.
Ati, that's joke, would you
to make the barren fruitful.
Ki lo mi, ki awon laigbon le romo bi.
Number 8.
Ekejo.
Let your purpose for my life.
Je ki ereji to fi dansa ye.
Be fulfilled. Completely.
Patapata laisheku.
Let your purpose for my life be fulfilled completely.
Jeki ere dito fida misaye ko di mimu she patapata laisheku yokon.
Number 9.
Ekeson.
Smile on me forever.
Oluwa, rerin si mi titi lai lai.
Father, just smile on me forever.
Oluwa, was that your rare simile?
And then number 10,
Kewa.
Your own private request.
Ona ni koko ebe adura tokan re.
One hour.
Wakati kan.
Only.
Bere.
The altar is free.
Iwaju pepe aye wa nbe.
Just come and pray.
Sa ti bi pe okan wa gbadura ni.
We only stop you after one hour.
Igba ti wakati kan ba pe la tu da yin duro.